The Wreck of the Mary Dear by Hammond Innes. Read by Bill Wallace. Part 1. The Wreck. Chapter 1. I was tired and very cold. A little scared, too. The red and green navigation lights cast a weird glow over the sails. Beyond was nothing, a void of utter darkness in which the sea made little rushing noises. I eased my cramped legs, sucking on a piece of barley sugar. Above me the sails swung in a ghostly arc, slatting back and forth, as Sea Witch rolled and plunged. There was scarcely wind enough to move the boat through the water, yet the swell kicked up by the March gales ran as strong as ever, and my numbed brain was conscious all the time that this was only a lull. The weather forecast at 6 o'clock had been ominous. Winds of gale force were reported imminent in sea areas Rockall, Shannon, Sole, and Finisterre. Beyond the binnacle light, the shadowy outline of the boat stretched ahead of me, merging into the clammy blackness of the night. I had dreamed of this moment so often. But it was March, and now, after 15 hours at sea in the channel, the excitement of owning our own boat was gone, eaten up by the cold. The glimmer of a breaking wave appeared out of the darkness and slapped against the counter, flinging spray in my face and sidling off into the blackness astern with a hiss of white water. God, it was cold. Cold and clammy, and not a star anywhere. The door of the chart house slammed back to give me a glimpse of the lit saloon, and against it loomed Mike Duncan's oilskin padded bulk, holding a steaming mug in either hand. The door slammed to again, shutting out the lit world below, and the darkness and the sea crowded in again.
Soap?
Mike's cheerful, freckled face appeared abruptly out of the night, hanging disembodied in the light from the binnacle. He smiled at me from the...